The lessons from God's Word again this morning will point us to the fact that it is through that Word of God alone that we have that gift of salvation. We're told about that in Ezekiel chapter 2, starting at verse 9, we'll go on into chapter 3. Ezekiel is addressing the people of Judah who have been taken off into exile in Babylon and reminds them again of why it is that they need to even now continue to hear that word of God. We're told, "Then I," that's Ezekiel, "I looked and I saw a hand stretched out towards me, and in it there was a rolled up scroll. He unrolled it in front of me, and there was writing on both sides. Written on it was laments, groaning, and woe. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, eat what you have received. Eat this scroll, and then go speak to the house of Israel.' I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your belly with this scroll that I'm giving you.' I ate, and in my mouth it was sweet like honey. He then said to me, 'Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. For you are not being sent to a people who have incomprehensible speech or a difficult language, but you are being sent to the house of Israel. Nor are you being sent to many peoples who have incomprehensible speech and difficult languages whose words you cannot understand. Certainly, if I were to send you to such people, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you because they are hard-hearted. They are not willing to listen to me because the whole house of Israel is hard-headed and hard-hearted. Look, I have made your face just as hard as their faces, and your forehead just as hard as their foreheads. I have made your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not fear them, and do not be intimidated by their looks, for they are a rebellious house.' Then he said to me, 'Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I will speak to you, and hear them with your ears. Go now to the exiles, to your own people. You shall speak to them and say to them, "This is what the Lord God says," whether they listen or they do not." The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 96. Turn to page 96 in the hymnal. We will sing the psalm for today, Psalm 96. Our second lesson this morning comes from the first letter of Peter, chapter 5. We begin there at verse 1. The Apostle Peter calls on the people in the various congregations to whom he's writing to recognize the responsibility that God has given to certain ones to proclaim that good news about Jesus, the gospel. And so he says, "Therefore, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and as one who also shares in the glory that is about to be revealed, I appeal to the elders among you. Shepherd God's flock that is among you, serving as overseers, not grudgingly, but willingly, as God desires. Not because you are greedy for money, but because you are eager to do it. Do not lord it over those entrusted to your care, but be examples for the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel acclamation today, just a reminder, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. So we sing. Let us arise now to show our respect for the gospel. Gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. We'll start there at verse 1 and then going on at verse 16. This also serves as a sermon text for today. Listen closely. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. Go your way. Look, I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Do not carry a money bag or traveler's bag or sandals. Do not greet anyone along the way. Whenever you enter a house, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a peaceful person is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house, eating and drinking what they give you, because the worker is worthy of his pay. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are in the town and tell them the kingdom of God has come near you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust from your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom on that day than for that town. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons submitted to us in your name." He told them, "I was watching Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Look, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will ever harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names have been written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn number 901. 901.